Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to episode 121 of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, the podcast that brings you backstage as close as you possibly can be, often while the shows are actually happening, to meet the people that make that theater happen. And just a quick reminder that you can download and subscribe to our podcast from the Apple Podcast app or from iTunes. That way your feed will be automatically updated when we release podcasts, but you can also listen to us on many other podcast streaming services such as Stitcher and Google Play. And please rate and review the Curtain Call Theater Podcast if you have a spare 30 seconds. Help us reach more theater lovers out there around the globe. And now for this week's podcast. On this episode, I'm catching up with an old friend. And, oh, okay, let me clarify that because she won't be happy with me. Oh, I am way older than she is, but I have also known her for quite some time. And I have had the pleasure of working with and directing Siobhan Harrison whilst developing a couple of plays. And have also had the immense pleasure of seeing her grow as a performer since meeting her. After graduating from the Guilford School of Acting, she really hasn't stopped, ticking off some big bucket list musical jobs along the way, including Les Mis, Grease, Guys and Dolls, all in London's West End. Siobhan is the real deal. She's a full actor, and she's showing off her comedy chops as well as her dramatic acting prowess in the winner of the Best New Comedy at this year's Olivier Awards, which was Home, I'm Darling. We sat down in Siobhan's dressing room for a quick pre-show chat to talk about her journey in getting to work with Tamara Harvey again, her director on From Here to Eternity, as well as discussing how theater is changing for parents, what we love about theater individually, and the proper pronunciation of theater cloids, or theater cloids. I'm getting it wrong again. Anyway, have a listen. Okay, yeah, that's recording.
Hi, Siobhan.
Hi.
Okay, I just kind of thought it would be great to sit down and talk to you because I've known you for a few years. I've just seen you doing all kinds of stuff, and you're in town doing Home, I'm Darling, which started out at Theatre Clued, and I've known Tamara for a while.
Aww.
So I just, all these little things, and I went to the Olivier's, and I saw her on stage, like, you know, all these lovely people are doing things, and that sounds so patronizing. It's not lovely. Like, lovely, well, I mean that in every sense of the word. Like, you know, people are just lovely. Because there are a lot of not nice people out there. So to see some friends doing things
nice. It's rewarding
when
you see wonderful, lovely people.
I know.
Up on stage.
Doing.
Getting the recognition they deserve.
Yeah.
It's so.
It's fantastic. And what is great about the show is, you know, seeing it theater clued, seeing it come to town, seeing it going back out and ending at theater clued. For me, that's not what usually happens.
No.
So I would like to start off by asking you how, I mean, did you know about that, that was going to be the process, and how you guys were in the room knowing that that was going to be the journey of the play? Because it's gone full circle. Yeah.
So I joined in January.
Yeah.
So we had a slightly different cast when the show started in Clued, and they did know that it was going to the National, so it was a co-production. Mm. And then I think after the success, because it was sold out in Clued and at the National, Cloyd, I must say.
Sorry.
No, it's that's the
sorry,
English
everyone
way.
Welsh.
But we're a half and half company. We're half Welsh and half English. So I keep getting corrected. Rightly so. So it was virtually sold out there and at the National.
Yeah.
So then they transferred it with the view to taking it back to Clued at the end in the bigger house. And again, I think it is nearly sold out.
Mm.
And it was written, Tamara and Laura have been working on it for a long time, about 6 years, I believe. And it's been a long time in the process, and Catherine was involved right from the very beginning.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
That's
great. They
wrote
it kind of around her.
Because she's busy.
It's really special. I know. So it's a really special piece for all three of them in particular to have been so kind of involved in the creation.
Yeah. And that, I mean, so when you were there, Cloyd's, is that right?
Cloyd? I think so.
Cloyd. I have a Welsh father-in-law.
Well, let's hope he has.
David Morgan. I mean, come on. sorry, everyone. But so did you then come, at what point did you come on that process? Was it once it was written and they cast and...
So I came on when they started in Cloyd and then the National, it was a different cast.
Okay.
And then three people came in to replace three of the cast members. So it's myself, Hal Morgan, and Susan Brown.
Okay.
Who was also Olivier nominated.
Yes.
Who's wonderful. And the three of us came on in January with quite a short, intense rehearsal process. It was just over
that
2 weeks.
That's insane.
And it's intricate and it's heavy and it's detailed and there's a lot of dance. And it was a lot to take on. And then suddenly we found ourselves on stage in front of an audience at the end of week three. And it was terrifying. But it kind of opens up possibilities. Because it was such a short rehearsal process, it means that you're still playing and finding things.
Mm.
Because you never feel that you've kind of gone, well, that's the end of the rehearsal process and we are perfect. I mean, not
that
you ever feel like that at the end of rehearsals. But you kind of feel like... You've explored every avenue and you've come up with the best option.
Yeah.
Whereas now I think we are all still finding new things every night, which is wonderful.
Oh my God, how amazing is that?
It's
wonderful. And going on tour. Listen, I love a tour because it's a different audience.
Yeah.
And I sometimes find they're a more grateful audience that something has come out to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and you never stop playing.
No.
I don't think I've ever given
different
it.
Houses.
I may be surprising.
Layouts.
I don't think I've ever given a perfect performance, but I've tried.
No, surely. But that is the joy of touring,
particularly
short tours. So we're just under a week in each spot. Really looking forward to taking it back to Wales because there are jokes. Sarah was saying there are jokes that don't land quite as well in London.
Right.
That got a massive response when they started in Cloyd. So we're really looking forward to seeing that. See how those things pan out.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
You said you had a 2 week rehearsal process. I mean. Coming into it's kind of like day playing when you go into a film and you come in and you go for you're there for two days, one day, one scene, doesn't matter. You're coming into a family, I've not replaced anyone in a cast before, but 2 weeks is really intense.
Yeah.
Coming into a family, it's already there.
Yeah.
But it's testament, I think, to the fact that you guys have been so well received. I mean, won Best Comedy at the Olivier's, Best New Comedy. Come on!
I know.
So that means that everything's firing. So
yeah, well, they. I think Tamara knew most of us as well, which is wonderful because it means that we all feel safe that we've all been cast, knowing that we're all good people who will enter into the spirit of it.
Mm.
Because 2 weeks is tough. It's hard.
Mm.
But at no point did we kind of go, we're not ready. We're not ready to do this. We were all like, I feel like we're in a good place, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And Tamara's also incredibly brilliant with rehearsals. She's a mother. She's got two kids now. And the first time they rehearsed it, her son was very little and he was in the rehearsal room a lot. And she also kind of accommodates her rehearsal day to allow parents to do drop-off and pick-up.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
God.
It's a game-changer.
Yeah.
Because now suddenly you don't have to find childcare and you don't, your life is manageable.
That's awesome. It must reduce stress.
Yeah.
It has to reduce the stress of the parent.
Of course.
I love following Tamara on Twitter for that exact reason.
It's
she does
wonderful.
Such great mom tweets. And, and that... Okay, that doesn't sound right. Tweets about being a mother.
And a working mother.
Yeah.
And not sacrificing one for the other. And Mike Fenton and I did a similar thing. One of his leading ladies that he cast was breastfeeding when they were rehearsing. And she just went, yeah, go out whenever you want. We'll work around it. And it's so wonderful to see things like that happening in the workplace now, to find that these things are kind of supported and encouraged so that it is possible to have a family and a career, which is so wonderful.
Yeah, I think it'll change. And you know, hopefully that there are some great stories of... I'm forgetting names now, and this is terrible, but what was happening at Amelia, and was it the writer or the director who offered to take care of a child so the mother could watch the show?
Wow!
Yes, because she said, I'd love to watch, but I'm breastfeeding, and I can't remember, I'll have to, there is a great story that happened about a week and a half ago.
Relaxed performances that are happening, so the families kids and... Yeah. You know, people can come and go, and the lights are up slightly.
Amelia is going to have a performance where it is mothers with small children can come and breastfeed while the show is going on because they believe they should.
Why should they not be allowed to go to the theatre?
I think it's brilliant. God bless Tamara Harvey.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Quiver. It's brilliant.
It's really exciting. I feel like we're entering a new phase now.
I hope so. I just like, all it is opening our minds a little bit and kind of go, well, that is completely acceptable. Yeah. And why the hell not?
Yeah, like, and it's not limited to women. It's dads that have to do pickups as well. It's just allowing people to have a life around their career, which is... what we should
be interesting to see how far it goes. It could be a job share, like an actress.
Well, it's happening in the West End now. In Les Mis, they've got a job share. Right. Two new mums are sharing a job. It doesn't cost the producers any more.
Nope.
And they get to raise their children and still have a career.
Done. Tick. Siobhan, for people who don't know or followed you, I mean, I've heard you on other podcasts as well. I've heard you on the Honest Actors podcast, which is great. So good. I love that podcast.
Brilliant.
It's a great podcast. If you don't know about it, listen to it. Go do it, especially.
Two Shot
is just fantastic. Yeah. What was it that made you want to... I was talking to Ben yesterday. Like, we just talked about Ben yesterday. And I'll cut this out because everyone's going to hear it this week. But for me, I was taken to see The Princess and the Pea when I was 5 years old. Yeah. Like, a 6 year... It was between... It was my fifth. I think I just turned six in September, October, when I was...
77.
and I saw, you know, what I... It was the mattresses that came out. The set came in. They, you know, it all went dark. And when the lights came back on, I went, where are all these mattresses from? They, you know, looked like 40 high. And it was... And I... That was it. That was me. I was like, I want to be in that world forever.
Yeah.
Like, and I just started playing.
Yeah.
You know, and when the teachers wanted someone to go, yes.
I'll do the reading.
So, but what was it that brought you in? Because you don't... We share agents. You do everything. Yeah. Like, we go into our agents have a wall, and they get little lips. You know, when lips, pink lips when somebody's in a job. And Siobhan has always got pink lips.
I put them there to say hello.
So, you know, what was it that made you... Was it everything about this business that brought you in? What was it?
I got into it via singing, I think, first. I thought I wanted to be a singer, and I come from a fairly musical background. My parents are both teachers, were both teachers, but it was a musical background, and I found singing, and it was choirs, and then it kind of crept in, and then I found out about musical theatre, and I found out about this world, and we grew up near Chichester, actually. We had a house down there. So my dad used to queue up for day seats for all of the shows there, and... I mean, I have such vivid memories of Chichester Festival Theatre from when I was little and The Wizard of Oz. So we did get to see quite a lot of theatre as children, which was wonderful. And then coming up to London to see shows. But it was certainly musicals that I got started on. And there was Jim Henson had a program on telly where they would tell Greek mythology and then kind of Aesop's fairy tales, and I kind of looked back on it recently, and like Ian Holm is in it, and it's got the most amazing cast.
Yeah.
And I just was fascinated with this storytelling and the puppets and how one man would tell a story and then suddenly it would come to life. And I was a child that used to like to tell stories and do endless performances. my poor parents having to sit through me bullying all the other children, going, come on, yeah, stand there.
Get the neighbor's kids in, come on. Yeah.
Endless shows of me dressing up and doing silly voices and a born show off.
Siobhan, where are you guys going on the tour? I know it's a limited tour, isn't it?
Yes, it's only 3 weeks. Okay. So we finish in London on Saturday, and then we go to Bath Theatre Royal.
Yeah.
Beautiful, can't wait. Looking forward to this bar and the crazy golf. And then we are going to the Lowry at Salford, which I'm really excited about because I've never done. And it's a big old, theatre, that one. Mm. And then we end up back at Theatre Cloyd in the big house, big boys house.
And that's nearly sold out. So if you want tickets, go.
Yeah.
Go do it.
Come and see us.
Thank you so much.
No, not at all.
Have a great show.
Thank you.
Siobhan Harrison there, currently appearing in the Olivier Award-winning play Home, I'm Darling, which is on tour until the 4th of May, and I will put the relevant links in the show notes. And before I go, just a few housekeeping notices. If you're a theater professional, head on over to curtaincallonline.com and sign up for a free profile page. You can follow us on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Curtain Call. And you can follow me at John Schwab, J-O-H-N-S-C-H-W-A-B. We'd love to hear from you if you have any suggestions or feedback for the podcast. Just get in touch with us via any of the social media platforms I just mentioned or write to me personally at john@curtaincallonline.com. It just leaves me to say a huge thank you to Siobhan Harrison. I'm giggling just thinking about our chat because we just giggled. Thanks to her for sitting down with me in between shows in the final week of Home, I'm Darling. No doubt we will be seeing her again soon on the West End stage. But if you can, do go see her and the rest of this fantastic company of Home, I'm Darling in its final 3 weeks. It's a brilliant production. It's a real treat. Thanks for listening to the Curtain Call Theater podcast, and I will catch you all next week. Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.